Muhammad is my guide, Muhammad is my teacher, Muhammad my beloved Rasulullah.
I want to be like you.
Like you.
In everything I do, Ya Rasulullah.
I want to walk like you, talk like you, read my Quran just like you.
And we have not sent you, but as a mercy to the world.
I want to be a servant of God like Muhammad.
Be like Muhammad, live like Muhammad, see like Muhammad did. Muhammad, Rasulullah.
A'udhu billahi min shaitanir rajim, bismillahir rahmanir rahim. Dear listeners, brothers and sisters, assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. You're welcome to this program with me, Javed Akbari. We are going to discuss some very important narrations about dua or supplication based on Allama Tabatabai's Sunan al-Nabi. Sunan al-Nabi is an important collection of narrations on the conducts and customs of the noble Prophet Muhammad, peace be upon him, and his family. Now, when it comes to the occasion, we have already discussed some of the important occasions in which the Holy Prophet, peace be upon him, and his family recited du'as. And these are the du'as which, as I said, that we can also learn by heart and also recite them, not only on those specific occasions, but also on any other occasions. Now, when it comes to the du'a which the Holy Prophet, peace be upon him, recited upon seeing the new moon, the crescent, it has been reported from Shaykh Tusi in Al-Amali. Al-Amali is a book written by Shaykh Tusi. It's a very important book. It has been narrated from Muhammad ibn Hanafiyyah, from Imam Ali alayhi salatu wasalam, who said that when the Holy Prophet looked at the new moon, at the crescent, he would raise his hands and say the following dua: Bismillahi Allahumma ahilhu alayna bil amni wal iman wal salamati wal islam rabbi wa rabbuk Allah. In the name of Allah, O Allah, make it come upon us with harmony and faith, peace and submission to you. My Lord and your Lord is Allah. So there are many similar narrations. Generally speaking, it has been recommended that when we see the new moon or the crescent, it is recommended to recite Fatiha, and this is just a matter of istihbab, a matter of recommendation. We can do the same, and of course, we will gain the reward of reciting a dua. Now, it has also been reported that the Holy Prophet, peace be upon him, upon seeing the new moon of the month of Ramadan, he also recited a dua. Okay, the month of Ramadan is a special month. Of course, nobody doubts about it. It is a month in which all Muslims start fasting and refraining from eating food and drink, from drinking, from eating anything, from dawn to sunset, and when it is. It has been reported from the Holy Prophet, peace be upon him, that when he saw the new moon of the month of Ramadan, he recited this dua. And of course, this dua has been reported from Muhammad ibn Hanafiyyah, from Amir al-Mu'mineen, alayhi salatu wasalam. The Prophet turned his face towards the Qibla and would recite this dua: Allahumma ahilhu alayna bil amni wal iman wa salamati wal islam wal afiyati al mujallalati والدفاع الأسقام والعون على الصلاة والصيام وتلاوة القرآن اللهم سلمنا لشهر رمضان وتسلمه منا وسلمنا فيه حتى ينقضي عنا شهر رمضان وقد عفوت عنا وغفرت لنا ورحمتنا. O Allah, make it come upon us with the harmony in faith, peace and submission, well-being and protection from maladies, and help in prayer, in fasting, and reciting the Qur'an. O Allah, make us turn to the month of Ramadan, and make it receive us, and make us submissive in it until the month of Ramadan ends, while you have pardoned and forgiven us and had mercy on us. There's no doubt, dear brothers and sisters, that the month of Ramadan is a special month. It is a month in which God actually forgives all His servants if His servants are truly sincere in their fasting and in their submission to Allah. And those who observe fast, they are the ones who, of course, obey Allah when it comes to fasting, of course. But every act of worship must be with sincerity, with humbleness. Unless one is sincere in his dua, in his supplication, in his devotion, and also in his ibadah, God will not forgive him. The month of Ramadan provides us with a very special opportunity for forgiveness and for purifying our souls and for uplifting our souls, for gaining more and more sawab, and for getting proximity to Allah, for getting closeness to Allah. And I've already told you that the Prophet, peace be upon him, used to recite some du'as on a daily basis, in the morning, in the evening, after Fajr prayer, before eating food, after eating food, and upon seeing the crescent. On any occasion, on every occasion, he recited Allah, he praised Allah, he thanked Allah, and he glorified Allah. And of course, it has been reported from Abi al-Hasan al-Ambari, from Abi Abdullah alayhi salatu wasalam, from Imam Ja'far alayhi salatu wasalam, who said the Holy Prophet used to praise Allah 360 times a day, the same as the number of canals in the body, saying, Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen Kathiran ala kulli halin. Many praises to Allah, be to Allah, Lord of the universe, in all conditions. It has been also narrated from Ya'qub ibn Shu'aib, who said, I heard Abi Abdullah alayhi salatu wasalam saying, the noble Prophet, peace be upon him, said, verily there are 360 canals in the human body, out of which 180 are flowing and 180 are stationary. If the flowing canal becomes stationary, it does not grow. If the stationary canal begins to flow, it does not grow. And the Holy Prophet said, Alhamdulillahi kathiran ala kulli halin. Many praises be to Allah in all conditions, under all circumstances. So he said this 360 times when he woke up in the morning and again when night fell. So these are, my brothers and sisters, these are some du'as that have been recited by the Prophet of Islam, peace be upon him and his family, and these are the du'as that we can also recite. And of course, it has been reported from Shaykh At-Tusi in Al-Majalis and also in Al-Akhbar, narrated from Imam Sadiq alayhi salatu wasalam, from his fathers, in a hadith, when the Holy Prophet woke up in the morning, as the sun rose, he would say, and he would recite this dua, Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen Kathiran Tayyiban Ala Kulli Halin. Many good praises be to Allah, Lord of the universe, in all conditions. And he would express his gratitude to Allah 360 times. And since we are running out of time, I would just conclude that the Holy Prophet of Islam, peace be upon him and his family, of course, recited du'as and traditions and engaged in supplications, which suggest that the Prophet, peace be upon him, prayed and thanked God and praised Allah on every occasion. I mentioned some of the occasions, inshallah, in the following episodes. We will mention more and more examples to clarify for the audience that the Prophet made use of every opportunity to praise Allah and to thank Allah and to express his gratitude to Allah for his well-being, for his blessings, and for his bounties. Until then, wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Be like Muhammad, live like Muhammad, see like Muhammad did. Be like Muhammad and live like Muhammad and give like Muhammad gave. Shafi'ullah, Habibullah, Nabiullah, Rasulullah, Khalilullah, the friend of Allah, Ya Rasulullah, Rasulullah.